Almost $4 billion is projected to go to Florida's seaports over the next 5 years to handle growing international trade. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
A report from the Florida Ports Council says the money will come from state and local governments, as well as from the private sector. Amy Miller is the Port of Pensacola's director.
For Pensacola's part of that, it's all based on 5-year capital plans that each of the ports submit every year. And Pensacola's current 5-year capital plan calls for about $21 million in capital improvements over the next 5 years.
Miller says they're currently in the design and engineering phase for a project at the port's southeast corner for what's called Berth 6. Built in the 1960s, Berth 6 is the oldest dock that's not undergone a makeover.
That project will be in excess of $12 million in total. So that's the biggest single project that we have on the books over the next 5 years. But of course, we have the downtown ferry landing development project. That's another couple million dollars, and that'll come online sometime next spring.
Other port projects involve paving, lighting, and security enhancements. Meanwhile, the port is seeking restore funding to pay for 25% of the Berth 6 project. That money would be used to leverage federal and state grants to cover the remainder.
We've already got about $4 million secured through the state, and we'll be applying for additional rounds of state funding, and we're currently evaluating the opportunity to apply for the next round of federal TIGER grant funding.
TIGER is Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery. Those grants are awarded on a competitive basis for capital investments in surface transportation projects. 3.5 million cargo containers came to the state's 14 ports in 2015, a nearly 6% increase from the year before. Tonnage and cruise passengers added $140 million. That's up 4%. Myriad goods are shipped out of the Port of Pensacola, including wind-generating turbines manufactured by the local General Electric plant.
We have the aggregate rock that comes in from the Bahamas that's used for the big project that's being constructed currently on I-10. We move a lot of paper for international paper. And then, of course, we have the offshore oil and gas vessel support service.
And the ports have friends in Tallahassee. The legislature has provided about $850 million for port upgrades and expansion during Governor Rick Scott's first 5 years in office.
During this last legislative session, Florida's ports were successful in getting the minimum funding annually for what's known as FSTED, which is a port grant program through the state, from $15 million to $25 million.
The report by the Florida Ports Council also says more than 15 million cruise passengers traveled through Key West, Jacksonville, Miami, Port Canaveral, Palm Beach, and Port Everglades last year. But Miller says don't look for Pensacola to be added to that list anytime soon.
And it's not because of anything that the port lacks. The port could handle cruise ships anytime. It's the fact that the cruise industry, for whatever reason, does not view Pensacola as a marquee tourism market, and that's problematic for us to market to cruise lines.
The Port of Pensacola dates back to 1743 and the first record of commercial exported cargo, pine and pitch products, wood masts, and spars for sailing vessels. But Director Amy Miller says the history gives way to modern-day practicality.
We only have about an hour and 15-minute steam time from open Gulf waters to dock, which is one of the shortest transits in the Gulf of Mexico, a large, naturally deep bay that we don't have to dredge very often. So all of those factors kind of help in our ability to attract and retain business.
Meanwhile, the state's $82 billion budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st includes $153 million for port projects administered by the Department of Transportation. Any projected state funding requires 50% matches from the local ports. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.